Frosthath, broadcasting live from the Stevenson Pest Control booth, courtside here at Smoky Mountain. It's round one of the boys' playoff tonight, where Pisgah's playing host to Brevard. That is a number 3 seed Pisgah against the number 6 seed Brevard. I am Mike Lovelace. Got beside me the pride of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Kevin Lowry. Back in the studio, we got the boss, Carol Evans, pushing the buttons for us tonight. We're glad you're with us here for this opening round for our young men at Pisgah. So, Kevin, last night we had a great win by our young ladies. Tonight, our boys take the court. What are you thinking?
So I'm thinking Coach Red Armour would like to see the same start the girls had last night here in this boys' game and kind of distance themselves. The last time we played this Brevard team, and they are very athletic, we let them hang around a little bit and were able to stretch it out in the second half. But I think Coach Red Armour tonight would like to see this one get a little separation in the first half.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a great game for our girls last night. They did just that. They separated themselves in the first 2 minutes of the game. No doubt on that one. And tonight, you're right, Coach Rodomer, he wants a, kind of like we said about Coach Holloway last night, he wants a stress-free game. You know, we played the same team on Tuesday of this week in the last regular season game. Had a pretty comfortable win. So I think Coach Rodomer would love to see the same thing, but as we talked about last night, it's a little different when you're playing regular season versus when you're playing for your life in the tournament.
Yeah, in the tournament, it's win or go home. Hopefully that sharpens the mind and gets these guys ready, and I'm sure it will. I know Coach Rodomer will have these young men ready to play tonight. And in fairness, when I say that, you know, our girls got off to a slow start against that Brevard team at home as well on senior night.
Yeah.
They were looking for the same thing last night. They certainly responded. And I certainly believe that our young men will respond that way tonight as well.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, looking at Brevard, they're coming in tonight 7-15 overall record, 4-10 in the conference. They're sitting in the sixth position. They're not a team you can take lightly. They've got some kids that can play. If you're looking into the next round, this is a team that can certainly come up and give you a run for your money. So, you know, I'm sure Coach Rodomer, even though it's his first year, which is hard to believe, he's not going to let that happen. I think he's already warned his guys, you know, hey, don't overlook this team.
Yeah, this team definitely has some great athletes. They're very athletic. And then they've got some three-point shooters. So they live and die off that three-point line. When we were out at Brevard, they really made a push in the second quarter of that game when they got warm from the three. So I know we've seen them twice. I know Coach Rodomer knows exactly what their strengths and weaknesses are, and he'll have our kids ready to play to those.
That's true. You know, they've got athletes. We saw what they were able to do with their football program this year, and you know what, they fall just shy of that state championship.
Yeah, they did. They made it to the state championship game and fell in that game to a very good Reedsville team. But we knew going into that football playoffs that there was a good chance it could come down to Brevard and our Pisgah Bears.
Yeah.
From the same conference to see who went to the state championship game. And sure enough, you know, it was a dogfight over there.
Yeah.
They were able to get that win in the fourth round against us, and then they won fairly easily in the fifth round.
Yeah.
In the regionals. So good athletes over there. I think we're a little better as a basketball team than what Brevard is, and I think the records show that. But certainly not a team you can take lightly here.
Yeah.
So, folks, now it is time for our keys to the game. The Keys to the Game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor from First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact of comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for a free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Mike, what do you have for our Pisgah key to the game tonight?
Well, we kind of already alluded to it a little bit, but we want to get off to a fast start. I'd like to see Pisgah get some turnovers against this team, get some quick buckets, sort of like our girls did last night, kind of build a little bit of a lead early in the first quarter. You know, the way teams get dangerous is if you let them hang around. Any team's dangerous if they're hanging around, especially into the second half. So my key to the game is a good, quick, early start.
Yeah, so I agree with you. We definitely need that early start. My key to the game is going to play into that, and I think one way for us to get that early start is if I look at a number. If we can get 50% of our baskets off of an assist tonight, we're going to play really, really well and win this game by a wide margin. If we take a lot of contested shots, we could keep them in this game. So I'm looking at share the ball, and 50% is the number of our made baskets on assisted passes.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what we've seen last night with the girls. One of our best passing games our girls have played all season was last night. Ended up with a lot of assists rather than a lot of, I guess what you'd call one-on-one basketball. And it worked out very good for them. So I think if our boys can kind of have the same mind frame, move the ball, pass the ball, look for the open guy, but take that open shot when you get it. Don't be afraid to shoot it. When you get the shot, take it. But usually passing creates so many opportunities.
Oh, yeah. What I like to say is take the open shot, because open shots are always good shots.
Yeah.
But your percentage goes up so much when you're taking that open shot versus one that when you're going one-on-one or one-on-two trying to get by somebody.
Yeah. You know, if you're Brevard Coach Rusty Smith, you look at our Pisgah team. We got Mason Putnam coming in averaging 17 points. Maddox Wright, he's averaging 14 points. Campbell Crook, he's there at about 12 points. We got several guys in the high single digits. Who do you focus on if you're the Brevard coach? And I don't know that because of how spread out our scoring is that you can really come in and say we're just going to take Maddox Wright out of the game, because then you've got Mason and you've got Campbell who can score double digits as well.
Yeah, it's we've got several young folks on this team that can really shoot the basketball when we're distributing it the proper way. So there's nobody you can take away. They can try to take Mason away. He's skilled enough to make that extra pass and make others better on this basketball team. And then once they start focusing in on some of those other shooters, it opens up lanes for him as well. So I expect if we come out early, share that basketball, that you're going to see a lot of kids in the scoring column and us really be able to stretch this lead out today.
Absolutely. So we're going to throw it back to Terrell in the studio for a few words from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have the start of this first round matchup between your Pisgah Bears and the Brevard Blue Devils. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain High School. We are getting the starting lineups. First for the Blue Devils, it's number one, Grant Buchanan. And then we got number three, Braden Taylor. Number four, Tristan Wine. Number 11, Owen Green. And finally, it looks like number 13, Tyler Rundell. So now the home team for tonight's game, which will be your Pisgah Bears.
And now let's meet the home team here in game number two, the number three seed in the boys' bracket.
It looks like we got a good crowd around us, by Kevin.
Yeah, we've got quite a good following from Pisgah here tonight.
Starting tonight for the Bears.
So now we're ready for the lineups. Starting for the Bears will be number three, Micah Devlin.
Junior, number three.
I'm sorry, that's number. Let's see. Micah's number two, and then number three is Isaiah Mintz. And then, of course, number 10, we all know who he is, Maddox Wright. And number 21, Nick Messer. And number 32, Pisgah's leading scorer, Mason Putnam. So Pisgah is in their home white uniforms with the red trim. Brevard is in their classic blue uniforms with white trim. And we are just about to get underway of this opening round matchup.
We've got us a little wrinkle here with Micah Devlin getting the start tonight. He can really fill it up from the three.
Yeah, don't want to leave him open. We're underway. Maddox with the tip. Mason has it for the Bears. Crosses half court. Looks left, goes to Messer on the left elbow, takes a couple of dribbles. Now back out to Mason, top of the key. Swings it over to the right side. Micah has it, swings it to Mason. Messer in the corner, he's going to take a three off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Wines. Down in the baseline for the Blue Devils, back out top of the key to Taylor. Swings it back to Wines. Now top of the key, Green has it. Passes to Rundell. Tries to feed it down into the paint and goes out of bounds. Turnover, Brevard, Pisgah basketball. Mason bringing it up. Crosses half court. Over to the right. Good move by Micah. Good pass. Yeah,
nice look by Micah.
That is a great look and a great shot. 2 points for the Bears, and that was Maddox with the bucket. Gerard has it. Top of the key. Almost stolen away. In the paint. Shot goes up. No good. Out of bounds. Stay here on the Brevard end. That was Owen Green with the missed shot for the Blue Devils. Brevard has it under the basket. Inbounds goes to Green at the free throw line. Now he passes over to the right side to Buchanan. Shot goes up. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Mason. Mason pushing it up the court. Cross half court. Now he's going to get in the paint. He passes to Isaiah Mintz. And Mintz gets the bucket for the Bears. He just checked into the game. So 4-0 here in the opening minute and a half. Vard goes inside. Stolen by Maddox. And as he fell out of bounds, he threw it off the leg of Tristan Wines. Out of bounds, Pisgah basketball. Good heads up play by Maddox.
Good start here for the Bears right
now. I think Brodomer's happy right now. Ball goes inside to Maddox. He's fighting his way, gets the shot up, bounces around. Don't know how, but it went in. Good shot by Maddox. Very contested shot. 6-0 your score. Brevard, Taylor, down in the corner. Back to Taylor, top of the key. He's going to take the three-pointer, and it's good. So an open shot by Taylor. He's going to make that three-pointer. 6-3, your score. Micah has it. Mason to Messer. To Mintz. Stolen away. Brevard has it. They drive. Can't find anybody. Now back top of the key to Green. Swings it to Taylor. Back to Green. Over on the right elbow, and in the paint, kicks it out for a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Mason. Mason has it. Drives in the paint. Shoots. Blocked. And almost went out of bounds. Saved by Brevard. Brevard driving into the paint. Pesga stops him. Top of the key. Now down to the baseline. Couple of dribbles. Feeds it inside. Now back outside. Three-pointer is good by Taylor. And that's going to tie the game at 6-6. Ball goes inside to Isaiah. And he tries to take a dribble, and it looks like he's going to be fouled.
Personal foul on number three, Brandon Taylor.
Yeah, so that's going to be the first foul on the board.
Also number 14, Camden Robertson.
Pizz going to have the ball underneath their own basket.
Yep. So Mason with the inbounds. He's under his basket. We got 4:48 to play first quarter. Game tied at 6. Mason looking. Finds Isaiah in the corner.
Yeah, so that's Isaiah Morris, and we've got Camden Robinson in the game as well. Maddox Wright, Mason Putnam, and Isaiah Mintz will stay in the game with them.
Goes to Robinson, to Mason, to Isaiah Morris. Now to Robinson, top of the key. He takes a couple of dribbles, back to Isaiah. Isaiah go down to Robinson. He swings it back to Morris, now to Mason. Mason drives, dishes, gets it to Robinson, and he was going to drive in, and they say he shuffled his feet on the way. That'll be a turnover, giving it back to the Bears. So Camden just got a little ahead of himself right there.
Yeah, he got a little anxious getting to the rim.
Brevard has it. Buchanan swings it over to the left side, top of the key, and there's a three-pointer that's blocked by Mason. But unfortunately, Brevard picked it up in the paint. And that's number 24, which I believe is Crane. He scores for the Blue Devils. They take their first lead of the game, 8-6. Inside to Maddox, and he's fouled before he can make a move. So that is going to be, is that the first foul on Brevard?
The second team foul on Brevard. First foul on Crane in the middle there. He just came in the game.
All right. Mason with the inbounds on the baseline. Can't find anybody. Now, finally, he finds Camden, kicks it out to Isaiah. Three-point shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we've got a jump ball. And the possession will go to Brevard. And Rodomer's starting to pace on the sidelines. 8-6, Brevard with a two-point advantage, 3:54 and counting in the first quarter. Wines with the ball, top of the key. Gets to the free throw line. Now kicks it out. In the corner. Shot goes up. And it's good by Rundell. He hits a three-pointer. And that's going to be an 11-6 lead for Brevard. Brevard in a 2-3 zone. Mason, top of the key. Looking. Can't find anybody. Now finds Isaiah. Feeds it into Maddox. Maddox makes a move. Looks like he got fouled. No call. Maddox gets his own rebound. Mason drives. He's fouled. And Mason will go to the free throw line and shoot two.
Messimer Insurance free throws.
So
they bring you insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Mason's first free throw is off the back iron. No good. I like Pisgah's aggressiveness going towards the basket right now. We're drawing some fouls. We need to capitalize with the free throws. Mason missed the first one. He gets one more. 11-6, your score, 3:15 to play first quarter.
And the big thing about that foul, that number three, he's hit two of the three threes that they've got so far.
Yeah.
And he's on the bench with two fouls right now here with 3 minutes left in the first.
Second free throw rattles around but does not go down. Rebounded by Brevard. On the left elbow, Pisgah. Looks like they're playing, I guess that's a man-to-man.
Yeah,
it's a soft,
it's,
kind
it's,
of a soft man-to-man.
Yeah, they're almost dropping back in a 2-3, but they're in a man.
Yeah. Tipped out of bounds by Isaiah Morris.
Pisgah fans not real happy about that.
Wine has the ball. He gets the free throw line. Doesn't look like he wants to shoot the open jumper. Now swings it, goes inside. Good collapsing defense by the Bears. Back outside. Wines drops down into the corner to Rundell, and he makes another three-pointer. Well, I think that's two for him now, Kevin.
It is two for him as well.
14-6, your score. Guard takes a 8-point lead. Pisgah with the ball. Isaiah gets it down in to Maddox. His shot no good. He gets his rebound. Fakes. Goes up. Good. That's just hard play right there by Maddox to get his own rebound and score. Brevard takes a quick shot. No good. Isaiah Morris with the rebound. He's off. He drives. He shoots. He scores. Nice take by the young man. 14-10 your score. Brevard with the ball. Half court. Wines swings it. Rundell to Buchanan. Now top of the key. Crane. Now Buchanan. Pass in the middle to Crane. Stolen away by Mason. Mason pushing the ball. He gets in the paint. He shoots and he hits the ground. And it looks like we're going to have two shots for Mason.
Good job for our Bears continuing to push the pace here off the rebound.
Yeah, we're definitely beating Brevard down the court, and we have to take advantage of that. Getting to the free throw line, we just need to make these Messimer Insurance free throws. First free throw, no good.
Yeah, Messimer Insurance free throws will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today on that insurance products that they offer.
Mason with the second try. This one's good. So 14-11. They've closed from an 8-point gap down to a 3-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Buchanan top the key. Swings it over to Conley. Now to Dunley. Swings it back over to Buchanan. Pisgah with good defense. Mason all over Conley, top the key. Finds Conley. Now to Rundell. They get it inside. They kick it out. Pass on the three. Top the key, swings around left side. Now down to the baseline for Wynn. Back top the key. Conley has it, pulls it out. Hands it off to Green. Looking inside. They finally get it into him. Now they kick it outside. Couple dribbles. 10-foot jumper is good. By Tyler Rundell. Mason with the ball. And Isaiah Morris shuffled his feet as he drove into the basket. So that's going to be a turnover, giving it back to the Blue Devils.
It's the second time. Looks like they're going to call that pretty tight.
Yeah.
Where we get going a little too fast there on the catch.
20 seconds to play first quarter. Wynn has it top of the key. Looks like they're content to just hold it for one shot. 12 seconds to play. Pisgah in a, looks like a zone, but the drive and shot no good. Rebounded by Maddox. Mason's going to hurl it at the bucket, and it's no good. End of the first quarter. It is Brevard 16, Pisgah 11. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain, where Pisgah trails by 5 points as we start the second quarter. So, Kevin, who were the two guys for Brevard that kind of put the points on the board?
So, early in the game, you had Braden Taylor hit a couple of threes. He's now out with two fouls in this half. But then you had a Tyler Rundell start hitting as well. So.
Yeah. So Pisgah has first possession. Pass goes into Micah Devlin in a great pass and score by Maddox Wright. But quickly on the other end, Brevard gets an open layup. Makes it 18-13. Pisgah with the ball. Stolen away. Tried to get it inside to Isaiah Mintz. Brevard has it. Win top of the key. Over to Conley. Almost stolen away by Mason. Now top of the key to Green. He dribbles to his right. Hands off to Wynn. Oop. Stolen by Micah Devlin. Goes out of bounds on the Brevard player, but give Micah the tip that caused the turnover.
Yeah, it was good hands by Micah.
So Mason over to Micah. Back to Mason. Back to Micah. He dribbles, passes inside to Maddox. Maddox kicks it out to Messer. Messer thinks about the three, then picks his dribble up, and it's stolen away by Rundell, and he's going to score on the other end.
And Tyler Rundell is just a freshman, Mike.
Wow. That's what, he's probably got 10 points now?
Yeah, he's got 10 of the 20.
So, Micah, cross court to Messer. Messer takes a couple dribbles. Feeds Maddox. Maddox goes to work. Kicks it out to Micah. Good pass to Isaiah, and Isaiah Mintz scores.
That's Micah Devlin's third assist
on the
night right now.
He is doing a great job of finding the open guy. Win with the ball to Buchanan. Now down in the corner, Win has it. Back top of the key. Free throw line. Shot goes up by Rundell, and he scores again. 22-15. Maddox, top of the key. Feeds it to Messer. Back to Mason. Mason drives to Messer. Corner. Mason drives. Shoots. No good. Rundell on the other end. Finds number 11, Green. His shot's no good. Mason with the rebound. Quickly on the other end. Shot no good. Isaiah with the rebound. And they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Brevard. So that'll give the ball to Pisgah underneath their basket. Brevard makes some changes on the court. Mason looking inside. Now finds Maddox. Almost stolen away. Maddox recovers. Gets it. Turns. Drives. Shoots. And shot no good, but he does pick up another foul against the Brevard team. So, Kevin, we're drawing some fouls.
We're 1-for-4 from the free throw line in that first quarter. So, hopefully we can do a little better in this quarter.
Well, there's a good start. Maddox hits his first Messimer Insurance free throw. He gets one more, 22-16. It's good as well. 22-17. Brevard quickly up the court. Wynn has it. He passes. Drive. No good by Buchanan. But Buchanan picks up the foul.
Personal foul, number 10, Maddox White.
And that foul was on Maddox. Max tried to get the block, but I think he might have caught him with some body, maybe. First free throw by Buchanan. No good.
That's their first free throw of the night. I believe it's our first foul.
Oh, wow.
Of the night.
Buchanan's second free throw attempt off the back iron. No good. Micah Devlin with the rebound. Micah's going to bring it up the court. Cross court to Mason. Now down the corner to Robbins. Pass to Isaiah Mintz. He scores. Good cut to the basket. cuts it to a three-point advantage for Brevard. Baptist passes across court to, that was Rundell. He missed a three, finally. Mason has it. Kicks it outside to Maddox, and Maddox is going to be fouled. I like Maddox. He is aggressive going to the basket, and he has picked up, what, maybe two or three fouls against Brevard.
Yeah, and they called that one on Rundell. That's his second tonight.
So their two leading scorers have two fouls. Ball goes into Robinson. He drives, passes to Isaiah, to Micah Devlin. Back to Isaiah. Outside, Mason, three-pointer is good. And that is a Ford of Construction three-point shot, which ties this game up at 22, 4:25 to play second quarter. Pizza stays in that man-to-man. Baptist with the ball. He's trying to find an opening. Can't find anything. Passes out to Buchanan. Micah's on him. Balls at the elbow. Can't find nothing. Stolen by Maddox. Maddox gets it to Mason. Mason streaking up the court. Finds Micah. Passes on the three. Finds Maddox. He passes on the three. Goes into Robinson. Back to Isaiah. Isaiah Mintz drives. Now Mason on the three-point line. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Brevard. They quickly get it up the court. And the shot goes up. No good. I think they're going to get Isaiah Mintz with the foul. Or is that, yeah, I believe that was Isaiah they got. So Baptist will go to the free throw line for the Blue Devils. After being down by eight, Bears have tied it up. But Brevard does make the first free throw, putting them back up by a single point, 23-22. 3:38 to play in the second quarter here of this first round matchup in the conference, Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. Second free throw bounces around, goes down, 24-22. Mason. Brevard stays in that 2-3 zone. Over to Isaiah. Back to Mason. Looking inside. Can't find anything. Now swings it top of the key to Devlin. He swings it to Isaiah. Back to Devlin. Gets it to Mason. He's going to drive. Passes out to Isaiah. Now to Micah. Thinks about the three. Dribbles and tries to get it down to Robinson. Knocked away and stolen. Baptist takes a three-pointer. No good. Robinson with the rebound. He finds Mason one-on-one. He gets to the basket and misses it, but Maddox follows up. Misses, gets his own rebound, and Maddox is fouled by Crane. Well, no. I thought he was fouled by Crane. I guess they're going to call... He was out of bounds, maybe?
He must have, on the bump, he must have put his foot on the line and they didn't give him the foul and caught him out of bounds there.
Yeah, it's more than a little bump, but they're going to say out of bounds on Maddox. So Brevard has it. Crane top of the key. He hands it off to Taylor, and we got an offensive foul against the Blue Devils.
That's going to be the second on that young man as well.
So fouls are kind of starting to pile up a little bit against Brevard.
They're piling up on Brevard, and Crane has to go out. He is the 6'5 sophomore tight end on that football team, and he can't coming off the bench for this basketball team, and he really makes a difference in that middle.
He does. Green comes in for him to fill that middle slot for Brevard. Mason. Over to Isaiah Morris. Back to Mason. Back to Isaiah. He drives. Passes out to Robinson, to Putnam, over to Messer, feeds it inside to Max. He's double-teamed, and he's, it looked like maybe a foul, no call. Brevard misses the shot on the other end, rebounded by Messer. Hands it off to Mason, over to Morris, back to Mason, swings it to Messer. To Robinson, finds Maddox in the middle. Good pass, and
it's going to be another foul on. And they caught a walk on Maddox instead of the foul. Thank goodness. just he really leaned into him that time. He wanted to foul that way, but easily could have gone the other way. I'm happy with the walk call there.
Yeah, Maddox is starting to feel a little frustration, but sure Rodomer will calm him down. I don't he had the last one looked like he got
hacked. He got hammered on the one before.
So ball goes inside, shot no good. And we got a tussle for the ball, and they're going to call a foul.
Getting pretty physical down there.
It is getting physical. I don't know who we got a foul on.
Called it on Maddox.
Wow, I did not see that.
Yeah. That is going to be his second.
Yeah, so.
Have to be real careful here.
Looks like Coach Rodomer is going to trust him for now. Not to get that third before the end of the half. Minute 30 to play. First half. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Brevard. Top of the key. Shot is no good. Maddox with the rebound, and they are going to call foul on an over-the-back. Great rebound by Maddox Wright.
And that is the third foul on number three for Braden Taylor for Brevard. So that's a lot of trouble for them.
Yeah. And that's going to be Brevard's fifth team foul of the second quarter. So that's going to give Maddox Wright a couple of free throws.
Yeah, and these Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So we got two shots for Maddox, 24-22. Pisgah trails by two. First free throw is no good. Isaiah Mintz checks in for Camden Robinson. Minute 27 to play in the first half. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Brevard. They're going to push it up the court. Top of the key. Conley has it. Now to Baptist. And stolen by Mason at half court. He's going, and he is going to shoot and score and tie this game up with a minute to go. In the first half, Brevard ball. Top of the key, Conley. He drives. Passes inside. Ball goes outside. Swings it around, and we got a timeout by Coach Rusty Smith of Brevard.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Well, Kevin, we're tied up here with 50 seconds to go in this first half, and it looks like we've got a ball game.
Yeah, we've got a ball game here. Fortunately for us right now, their two leading scorers are on the bench in some foul trouble. They're shooters, which has stagnated their offense, and we've been able to climb into this. But very physical game by both sides. A lot of effort being given by both sides, so makes it, although it's not as high scoring, it is an exciting game right now.
It is. So I'm anxious to see if Coach Smith of Brevard called that timeout to tell his guys to hold on for one shot here with 52 seconds. Pisgah playing off of him. And they go straight inside and stolen away by Isaiah Morris.
And he steps on the line there, unfortunately, but great job by him getting to that ball.
And Isaiah is disputing that his toes was on the line, and the referee explained to him that he pulled his toes back, but Isaiah was not buying that at all.
Got to be careful here.
Brevard ball inside, stolen away by Camden. He's across half court. He pulls it out, now finds Messer, top of the key, swings it to Mason, to Messer. Out to Isaiah. Morris, shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Robinson. Stolen away by Brevard. 28 seconds to play first half. Elbow, right side. Dribble, looking inside. And we got an offensive foul. Wow, that's a big call on Griffin.
That's three on him. Will not get Messimer Insurance free throws here due to the fact it was an offensive foul there.
So Coach Rodomer, he's bringing Maddox back in for these last 15 seconds as Pisgah has the ball. Probably play for one shot here, I would imagine.
Mason. Well, the Brevard coach leaves 24 Crane in with three fouls here.
Interesting. Pisgah goes inside, now outside. Morris has it, kicks it to Mason. Mason fakes the shot, gets in the paint, shoots, scores! At the buzzer. And they did give him the shot, I assume.
They did.
Right, very good. So Mason scores right at the buzzer to give Pisgah a two-point lead going into halftime. When we come back, we'll have your Paper Town Rental Halftime Show. You're listening to WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain. We're at halftime, and Pisgah takes a very narrow two-point lead, 26-24, thanks to a buzzer shot by Mason Putnam to give us that narrow lead.
Yeah, it's time for the halftime show, brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
So, Pisgah has that two-point lead, but we were talking at the break. Campbell Crook, if you're wondering, he has not played in this game. He is dressed out, but he has a mask on, so he may have a little bit of a cold or something, we're speculating. But so far, Campbell has not played in this game. I don't know. He's sitting kind of down on the end of the bench, so he may not be available this game if he's suffering from a little bit of a bug or a cold or something.
Yeah, and that's a big negative aspect for us in this game. Campbell is a quality player, one of our leading scorers, and handles the ball really well and distributes it well. So hopefully he can get better quickly, so he's available hopefully later on in this tournament.
Yeah, he's averaging 12 points a game. That's a lot to have to make up from the other guys. But, you know, that first half, they didn't play bad, poorly. Brevard, man, they were pretty hot from the three-point line. And I tell you, those three-pointers will always keep a team in a game.
Yeah, they. We said earlier, they really depend on that three, and how they shoot that is how they go. And it was that way in the first quarter. They were 4-7 from the three and had the lead. Yeah. In the second quarter, they were 0-4 from the three, and they're down 2 here at the end of the quarter. So, you know, our kids are not playing bad. Certainly, they've made it difficult on us in this 2-3 zone. From a scoring aspect, we've done a nice job in transition of getting some easy baskets. But in this 2-3 zone, we haven't really been able to make enough threes to get them out. We're 1-5 from the three, right?
Wow. So. Yeah, I tell you, we were down by 8 points at one point in the game, and we come back strong there towards the second quarter. And again, you know, like Kevin said, they went a little bit cold in that second quarter, helped us get back in it and take that two-point lead. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the second half. Two of their main scorers picked up some fouls, a little bit of foul trouble. So it'll be interesting to see how Coach Trusty Smith plays it with those guys, if he's conservative or just goes ahead and puts them out there to start the second half. But we'll talk about some first half stats when we come back. We're going to throw it back to Terrell in the studio for a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain, where we're at halftime of this first round of the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament, where Pisgah leads 26-24 over Brevard. So, Kevin, what did our first half stats look like?
So that second quarter, we won that second quarter 15-8, Mike. So, after struggling a little bit, being down 11-16 at the end of the first, we were led in that first quarter by Maddox Wright with 10.7 rebounds and a few steals. Great effort by him. Great effort by Mason Putnam as well. He had 8 points, three rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Micah Devlin came in, got the start tonight in Campbell's absence. Has really played solid for us. Has not got on the scoreboard, but he leads us with three assists and a rebound there tonight. Isaiah Mintz with 6 points and a rebound. Playing very hard, especially defensively. Gets in transition. Then we had Isaiah Morris come in, and he's got 2 points, one rebound, and a steal as well. We've had Nick Messer and Camden Robinson in playing well. It's hard for us as well, just not in the stat book.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, that's a good job by Devlin to come in. You don't know probably you're going to get the start until game time, and he come out there. Those three assists I thought was really big early. That set a good tone on our offensive end. He did just a fantastic job of finding that open man. He was penetrating, drawing the defense to him, and then dishing to the open guy. Three assists by Micah Devlin. A good job of him. I think he might have picked up a rebound or two while he's in there. So he did a good job for the Bears. I thought the whole team played really hard and a good first half. Brevard just played a good half as well.
Yeah, they did. And you know, Brevard's got a lot of fouls, got in a little foul trouble. But it is a very physical game, which, you know, Brevard's intent in this game is to slow this game down, keep it low scoring, and make it what we would call an ugly basketball game.
Yeah.
A very defensive game. And right now they're winning that battle, which has allowed them to stay in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got about a little over two minutes left here until we start the second half. So we're going to throw it back to the studio for a few more words from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll get started in that second half as Pisgah leads 26-24 at halftime. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the campus of Smoky Mountain High School, our host for this year's Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. And we have a good one. Pisgah leads Brevard 26-24 Got just about a minute or so to go before we start the second half.
And folks, we want to thank all of our sponsors that bring you Pisgah basketball this year. We've got First Citizens Wealth and Management, Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messimer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Stevenson Pest Control, and Papertown Equipment Rental.
And if you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can always catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and get up-to-date basketball games. That's Pisgah On Demand. Go check it out.
And Pisgah Sports have been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the Sports tab, then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And your Player of the Game is sponsored by A1 Storage.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Mark Stevenson. I think he's probably tuning us in tonight as we sit in the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside of Smoky Mountain. He'll be back with you on Tuesday. As we're ready to get started in this second half, Brevard with the first possession of the game. They have it top of the key. Hands off. Top of the key still. Now they go over to the right side. Back top of the key. They swing it around the left side. Now dribbling it back out. Gets in the paint. Kick out. No shot. Passes up. Swings it top of the key to Green. Green takes a couple of dribbles. Hands it off to Taylor. Now over to Buchanan. Down in the corner to Wynn. He tries to drive. He stopped. Pisgah's defense not giving a lot right now. They go inside to Green. Swarming defense. No shot. Back outside. Wynn has it. He sets up the play. Now he dribbles to the free throw line. Tries to get in, and he is going to be called for a travel. And as he drove in, it looked like his elbow might have caught Isaiah Mintz. He's kind of checking his lip to see if there's any blood there. But walk was called, turnover, back to Pisgah. Messer with the ball to Mason. To Micah, to Mason, inside to Maddox. He kicks it out to an open Mason. Three-point shot is good. And that is a Forga Construction three-pointer, 29-24. Pisgah opens up a five-point lead here in the second half. Green with the ball. Down the corner to Wynn. He gets in the paint. Gets it back out to Green. To Rundell. Now top of the key to Buchanan. Hands it off to Wynn. In the corner to Taylor. Back to Wynn. Over to Green. Now down in the corner. And it's going to go out of bounds on Mason. Possession will stay with the Blue Devils. 6:22 to play in the third. Pisgah has a five-point lead. Ball at half court. Wynn has it. Green comes and gets it from him. He's going to drive. Now he stops. Back out. Rundell over to Wynn. In the corner, Pisgah's defense just will not give up any easy shots. They try to penetrate. They kick it out. Three-pointer goes up by Taylor, and he is going to get it. That is another three-pointer for Taylor. Pisgah ball. Messer to Mason. Back to Messer. Looking cross-court, and as soon as he threw it, Micah was cut into the basket. And it goes out of bounds, possession back to the Blue Devils, 29-27.
Yeah, just a little bit of miscommunication. Good back cut by Micah, but it also would have been a good look by Messer as well for that outside three.
Buchanan with the ball, gets it to Taylor. He drives and is stopped by Isaiah Mintz. He kicks it out to top of the key. Taylor goes and gets it. Now down the corner to Rundell. Swinging it to Buchanan. Now to Wynn. He drives, shoots, and misses the short shot, but gets his own rebound. Puts it back in to tie this game back up at 29. Messer has it on the right side. Finds Maddox at the free throw line. Maddox thinks about a shot. Now kicks it out to Messer for a wide open three, and it's good. That's a Scott Forga construction three-pointer. quickly at the other end. Shots missed. Isaiah Mintz with the rebound. Hands it off to Mason. Free throw line shot up and no good. Rebounded by Wynn for Brevard. He's going to push it on the other end quickly and kicks it out to a three-pointer for Rundell. And that is going to tie it up again at 32. Micah Devlin dribbles down into the corner trying to find Mason. He gets him at the top of the key. Back to Devlin. Back to Mason. To Messer. Inside to Isaiah Mintz. Has it poked away, but he gets it back. Messer has it on the left elbow. Couple of dribbles looking inside, trying to get it into Maddox. Good defense on him. Mason has it, top of the key. Over to Micah Devlin. He shoots, or it's a pass. Great pass to Maddox Wright. Almost a kind of alley-oop there. Good pass and score by Maddox. 34-32. And we got a timeout on the court. I think that was called by the Brevard coach.
It was. That timeout on the court is sponsored by Michelle and Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we got some fast-paced action there, Kevin. We had some three-pointers on both ends and a lot of running and gunning, and Pisgah kind of still maintains that two-point lead.
Yeah, it was it's very exciting. You know, right now, our best offense looks to be out of getting it into the post to Maddox, and Maddox is starting to kick outside. We got those 2 3-point shots that went down for us on kicks from the post.
Yeah. Wow. I'm out of shape, Kenny.
Well, this is up and down right now. They are both teams are getting after it right now. 2-point game, 3:42 left here. You can tell it is tournament time the way this game is being played right now.
Yeah, I tell you, Brevard, I've not seen them play many games this year, but I think they're playing probably one of their better games of the season right now against the Bears. So we're ready to go. Brevard has it. And we got a quick whistle, and they're going to call a foul on Pisgah. Who did they get for that foul?
That was on Mason Putnam. He's been assigned to Rundell, number 13 from Brevard, and he's really trying to blanket him right now.
That's just the first foul on Mason, so all good there. Ball goes in to Taylor, one of the hottest shooters for Brevard in this game. Hands it off to Wynn. Wynn dribbles top of the key over to Taylor on the right elbow. He takes a couple dribbles back to Wynn. Playing soft on Wynn at the top of the key. Over to Green. Back to Taylor. Taylor dribbles all the way around the arc and hands it off to Buchanan. To Rundell. Rundell's going to take the three off the screen. No good. And Maddox with a great rebound. He quickly gets it to Mason. They're pushing it up the court. Out top the key. Mason swings it to Micah. Micah swings it cross court to Messer. Back to Micah. Over to Mason. Messer. Micah Devlin tries to get it to Mason and then tried to feed it to Mintz on the opposite block, and it's tipped by the Brevard player, but he tipped it off of Isaiah out of bounds, giving it back to the Blue Devils.
Now we're going to get Isaiah Morris and Camden Robinson in for Nick Messer and Micah Devlin.
Inbounds, Brevard, 2:42 to play in the third quarter. Wynn hands it off to Buchanan. Swings it to Green, over to Rundell. And that is a good ball reversal inside for the easy shot and make. Brevard ties it up at 34. Mason has it. Picks up his dribble, and then gets it to Isaiah Morris. Down to Robinson. Back to Isaiah. Gets it over to Isaiah Mintz. Now to Mason. They swing it back to Mason. Mason thinks about the three. Now takes a couple dribbles. Gets it to Morris on the left elbow. Back to Mason, top of the key. Gets it to Isaiah Mintz. Kicks it out to Mason. He gets in the paint. Fires it to Isaiah Mintz. He's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Robinson with the rebound. He goes back up. No good. Rebounded by Wynn for Brevard. Quickly on the other end. Maddox, good baseline defense. They feed it inside to Green. Top of the key to McKinnon. Swings it over to Taylor. Three-pointer, no good. Maddox, another big board. He finds Mason. Mason's going to get it all the way in the paint. Shoots, scores. 36-34. Bears lead. Minute 25 to play in the third. Wynn, good drive. Split the defense, and he makes the layup. Once again, tied at 36. Isaiah Morris has it for the Bears. Gets it to Morris to Mintz. Back to Morris. Robinson tries to get it into Isaiah Mintz. Turns it over to Taylor. Taylor quickly shoots, misses. Isaiah Mintz with the rebound. Gets it to Isaiah Morris. Now to Robinson. Back out to Isaiah. He drives. Shoots the 10-foot floater. Nice shot by Isaiah Morris to get that little floater. Giving the Bears a 2-point lead again. 40 seconds to play in the third. Wynn over to Taylor. Closely guarded. Buchanan turns it over. Stolen away by Maddox. Maddox finds Robinson. Thinks about a three. Now passes it top of the key. Morris to Mintz. Back to Morris. To Mason. Mason penetrates. Gets in the paint. Scores. 4-point lead for the Bears. 40-36. 5 seconds to go. And 3-point shot goes up. No good. And rebound shot. No good as the horn expires in the third quarter. Pisgah with a 4-point lead, 40-36. When we come back, we'll have your fourth quarter. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Smoky Mountain for this Mountain 8 Conference matchup. First round between the Bears and Brevard. We got a good one as we head into the fourth quarter. Pisgah with a 40-36 advantage. And it will be Pisgah's ball to start the quarter. So we got 8 minutes to go to decide this one. Ball goes into Mason. Brevard stays in that 2-3 zone. Over to Isaiah Mintz. Back out to Mason. Goes down baseline to Maddox, and he is tripped, hits the ground, and they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Christian Conley. That'll be, of course, the first foul here in the fourth quarter. Mason inbounds. Can't find anybody. And has it knocked out of bounds by Brevard, trying to get it to Isaiah Mintz. So once again, Mason will go to the other side of the basket to try to get in. He gets it into Isaiah, and he shoots and is fouled. He made the basket, and he will get a free throw. He made that shot. I would have to call that a no-look shot, Kevin.
Yeah, he was kind of turned in about three different directions as he got that up and made it. And he'll go to the free throw line for another Messimer Insurance free throw.
42-36. First free throw, or only free throw, is up. No good. And rebound by Maddox. And he missed the putback. And it is going to be off Brevard. And so it will stay with the Bears. Mason on the baseline. Inside, good passing. He got Isaiah Mintz, and he missed the easy shot. Probably rushed it just a little bit. Brevard with the ball. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Brevard. Rundell drives and is fouled. So Tyler Rundell will go to the line and shoot two free throws. With 7:25 to play in the fourth quarter, Bears 42-36.
So it's just the first foul this quarter on our Bears. First foul on Isaiah Morris.
So after he's been so hot from the three-point line, Rundell misses his first free throw. He gets one more. Free throw up, and this one is good. Wynn comes back into the game for Rundell. He's going to get a breather. Isaiah Morris bringing it up. Over to Mason. Back to Morris. Back to Mason. Two-man game at the top of the key. Mason has it. He drives. Finds an open Isaiah Mintz. He shoots, and he gets fouled. So Isaiah Mintz will go to the line and shoot.
Two more. Messimer Insurance free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Kevin, I just got a feeling free throws are going to be a big part of this fourth quarter. Free throw up and good by Isaiah Mintz. Gets it back to a six-point lead. Rodomer still pacing the sidelines. Free throw up. Good. That's what you want to see. 44-37. Wynn with the ball. Over to the left side. Back top the key. Over to the right. Pisgah's defense not allowing many cracks to get in the paint and score. Brevard, right side, now left side, now baseline. Wynn calls the play from the baseline. Tries to feed it inside. A kick out, a drive. They stop him. Another pass outside. They reset. Over to the left side. Ball goes up, knocked away by the Bears. Mason's got it. Mason top of the key. And pass stolen away. We're going the other way. Mason steals the ball back. We're going back towards Pisgah's goal. Mason finds Messer. Thinks about the three. Now pulls it out. Reset. Mason top of the key. Over to Isaiah Morris. Morris looking. Pulls it out. 7-point lead. Bears don't have to be in a particular hurry. Messer to Mason. Mason drives, gets in the paint, and he's going to have it stolen away. He steals it back, and he goes up, and he gets fouled. A lot of effort by Mason on that play. And he is going to go to the line and shoot two more Messimer Insurance free throws. 5:45 to play in the ballgame.
They called that on Grant Buchanan. I'm not sure he was down there. I thought that was on 11.
Free throw, good.
So you said free throws were going to be important. Now we've hit three since then to open this lead up to eight.
That's what we want. I know that's what Coach Rodomer wants. Mason will get one more attempt. And there's another free throw made. 46-37. Also, it's a 9-point game. Wynn with the ball. Green, top of the key. Green takes a couple dribbles. Hands it off to Taylor. He drives, gets in the paint. Little floater. Nice shot by Green. Cuts it down to a 7-point lead. Isaiah Morris. And Coach Rodomer calls a timeout.
And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-650 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So with 5:25 left here in the fourth quarter, your Bears have opened up a 7-point lead here. Coach Rodomer decided to take a timeout and talk about his offensive sets, Mike.
I think that was a great timeout. You know, right now, there's 5:25 to play. You're up 7 points. Good timeout to kind of set up your team, what you want to do these last few minutes of the game. We want to be patient but take good shots. I always am terrified when a team tries to just quit scoring and hold the ball. I know Coach Rodomer's not going to do that, but I'm sure he is telling his team, hey, let's take good shots.
Yeah. Probably felt like the last few times, you know, we were a little quick on that in a lot of congestion. We're fortunate both times to get free throws out of it, and we're fortunate we made all the free throws.
Yep.
But I think he would rather work the ball and get the wide open layup on the backside until they come out by bringing them out and making them play us.
Absolutely. So Isaiah will be inbounding right in front of Coach Rodomer. It goes into the backcourt to Mason. Goes all the way down to Brevard's baseline. Here comes Mason. Crosses half court. Brevard extending their pressure just a little. Messer has it on the right elbow. Can't find anybody. Finally gets it to Mason. Back to Messer. Inside to Isaiah Morris. And, great move by Isaiah. Just missed the layup. So Brevard with the ball. Wynn quickly drives in the paint. No good. Rebounded by Buchanan. Outside. Green has it. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor almost pulled the trigger on a three-pointer, but hands it off to Wynn. Wynn has it. Over to Buchanan. Down in the corner to Rundell. Back to Green. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounded by Wynn. Rundell has an open three-pointer. No good. And there is Maddox with the rebound. Mason has it. Closely guarded now. To Isaiah. Back to Mason. Mason gets to the free throw line. And it's off Smoky Mountain out of bounds.
Yep, we may have got fortunate there on that one.
I think we did.
But I'll take that one. Smoky Mountain fans aren't real happy about that.
Yeah, it looked like it could have went off a Pisgah player, but they give it to the Bears. Micah Devlin checks in for Isaiah Morris. Mason has it. Micah.
Hope Isaiah Morris is okay. He was kind of limping on that right leg.
Maddox kicks out to Micah. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Green. Hands it off to Wynn. He hands it off to Taylor. Back to Green. Rundell. Rundell takes the three-pointer, no good. Messer gets the rebound. Bears have it. Gets it to Mason. Mason drives, gets into the paint. Now out to Micah. Micah down to Messer in the corner. Feeds it into Maddox. Maddox shoots, scores. 48-39. 3:20 to play. And Coach Rusty Smith of Brevard wants a full timeout.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle and one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Tell you, when Maddox gets the ball under the goal, he's hard to stop.
Yeah, he is. He's very hard to stop. He's kind of dominated the paint tonight when he has it down there. You really have to bring, if you're Brevard, try to bring help to stop him. But they can't really do that because if you remember earlier in this half, he kicked twice for two wide open threes, and those are the two threes we made in this half. So they have to respect that as well.
Yeah, just making one or two of those three-pointers can certainly make a difference in how you play Maddox on the baseline. I don't think that was a double team. If it was, he spun the right way and got out of it and made that shot. So, that's why multiple weapons is such an advantage.
Yeah, I think earlier they were trying to double team because he came out hot down there. And once he made a couple of those passes, we knocked down the threes, then they can't afford to do that anymore.
Yeah. So we got 3:23. Ball is inbounded. Win for Brevard. Has it, crosses half court. Hands it to Green. And he tries to feed it to Rundell. Tipped away by the Bears. Brevard gets it back. Taylor Now back top of the key. Wynn has it. Swings it over to Rundell on the left side. Good pass by Wynn to Green, and they score. 41 points for Brevard, 48 points for Pisgah. 2:50 to play in the game. Micah Devlin finds Robinson. Down low to Maddox. Maddox spins, and he travels. He shuffled his feet before he went up for the shot. That's going to give it back to Brevard. Wynn letting the ball come up the court. He finally picks it up. Clock starts. 2:40 to play. He hands it off to Conley, to Green, to Rundell, to Taylor. Top of the key. He dribbles left. Hands it off to Wynn. Wynn gets in the paint. Back out in the corner. Inside the Green. He's bullying his way in. Loses the ball. Micah gets it. Mason gets to the free throw line. He passes out to Micah. To Robinson. Thinks about giving it inside. Now they pull it back out. Over to Robinson. Tipped away. And we got a jump ball. Possession arrow is pointing in the Blue Devils' favor. Messer comes back into the game for the Bears. Wynn with the ball. Top of the key. Buchanan with the ball, looking inside. No pressure on him. He finally takes a couple of dribbles. Hands it off to Taylor. Back to Buchanan. Wynn has it. He's setting up the play. 1:45 to go. 7-point lead for the Bears.
And the time is ticking right here.
Yeah.
Good for our Bears.
Yeah, kill the clock for us. I love it. Taylor has it. He gets in the paint, and he is. And, wow, I thought Micah Devlin took the perfect charge, and instead they call a foul. Did they call it on Maddox?
They put it 10 on the board. The announcer said 2.
Wow, they called it on Maddox, but Micah Devlin took a charge, but I'm going to assume maybe Maddox got him before or during the shot.
Yeah, the only thing you can say there is that they got Maddox for a little push in the back before the charge, but yeah, that's just a tough call either way.
Free throw's good, 48-44. And now it's that may be the fastest 5-second violation I've ever seen.
Yeah, Isaiah Mintz is a little baffled on that one. He had it in his head.
Yeah.
And that was really quick.
I think the ref was counting by twos. Incredibly quick.
With that, we got another timeout on the court. This one by Brevard. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of her friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mike, with 1:31 left, Brevard has cut this to 4, and they get the ball back underneath their own basket.
Yeah, it's a ball game. I'm still shaking my head at the 5-second call. And so is Isaiah Mintz. And you don't see Isaiah react too often. It was just the look of disbelief as he looked at the official.
Yeah, he's played really hard, and he's a very intelligent young man, plays the game. Very, very hard and smart. And that was such a quick call there.
Yeah. All right, so Brevard has it. Quick with the inbound to Taylor. Green top of the key. They try to go inside. They do. They shoot. And he made the bucket and the foul. That is going to cut it down to 2 points.
And I thought we may have got him, but I thought it was on the floor before he got between the two defenders. And somehow they give him a continuation there.
Yeah, that's a tough call for the Bears. That's going to cut it down 48-46. They're going to have... Buchanan's going to have one free throw. Minute 25 to play.
And Mike would bring Campbell Crook in here for the last 1:25.
Well, he's fresh.
He's fresh.
Free throw up. No good. And
they're going to get a foul on Maddox.
Yeah.
On the rebound.
Yeah, and he did give a little push in the back. But that's only the fourth team foul, so no free throws.
But that is the fourth foul on Maddox. So he's going to have to be careful close to the end of this game.
Yep. Ball goes in. Wynn has it. And he shuffles his feet. That's a turnover, giving it back to the Bears with a minute 22 to play. Looks like Brevard is going to have full court pressure on the Bears. Isaiah Mintz inbounds. Goes into Mason. He gets it up the court. Hands it off to Campbell. Campbell gets to the free throw line. He hands it off to Messer. Messer drives. Now pulls it out to Mason. Mason loses it but gets it back. He gets to the baseline. Now he fires it out top of the key to Maddox. Maddox drives. And we got a foul on Brevard. Blocking call. So we got a minute even in the game, 48-46. Maddox will be shooting two free throws. Free throw, no good. Micah checks in for Messer. Pisgah faithful, letting officials know their opinions. Second free throw, no good. Fight for the rebound goes off of Campbell, out of bounds. That'll be Brevard ball, 48-46, under a minute to play. Ball goes into Wynn. He's walking it up the court, cross half court. He gets to the free throw line. Now out to Rundell. Wynn in the corner. He feeds it inside. Tipped out of bounds by Isaiah Mintz. Brevard ball under their basket. 44 ticks on the clock left. Wynn inbounds. He goes and gets it right back. And Wynn stepped out of bounds. And that is going to be Pisgah basketball with 41.9 to play in the game. Brevard showing full court man-to-man pressure. Isaiah Mintz gets it to Mason. He's guarded by Wynn. Mason takes off. Top of the key. 33 seconds to go. He's dribbling. Gets it to Maddox. And Maddox tried to fire it in the paint to Nick Messer and could not connect with him. It goes out of bounds. That's going to give it back to Brevard with 27 seconds to go, and Pisgah has a two-point lead.
And now we've got a timeout on the court. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mike, right there, we probably didn't need that layup. Rather let them foul us, send us to the line, but understand, you know, we're looking for that wide open layup there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thought by Maddox, but probably Coach Rodomer would have rather him just pulled it out and tried to chew up some more clock. But Brevard's got the ball now with an opportunity to tie or take the lead with 27 seconds left.
Yes, so, you know, this has been a great game here tonight, Mike.
Hey, it's been a good game. We were hoping for another 18-point win, I think, like we had last time against Brevard. But it's like we talked about. Hey, they're playing for their life over here. Yeah. So they've played a good game. They've made some shots. And that's why it's a two-point game here with 27 seconds to go.
Yeah, Coach Rodomer kept Campbell off the floor until the end here to make sure he didn't wear him out. But they've got him, brought him in to guard number 13, Rundell, here going down the stretch.
Ball goes in, 24 seconds. Buchanan has it, top of the key. Micah's on him. They feed it inside and stolen away. Stolen away. Campbell Crook has it, and he's fouled with 15.3 seconds to go. So Wow. Who got that tip? Could you tell?
That was Mason. He reached around. We got to have him. Young man number three had him posted, but Mason's a little longer than him, and he was able to reach around him, not pick up the foul, and get that deflection.
So Campbell, who has only played about a minute in this game, shoots free throw off the front iron, no good. Big free throw here. Love to see this one to make it a three-point game. And we've got substitutions for Brevard. Green and Wynn comes into the game. Campbell gets the ball. Free throw up. Free throw no good. Rebound to Brevard. Brevard's pushing it up the court. 10 seconds. They go inside to Taylor, and it's off Taylor, out of bounds, into basketball.
So 7.5 seconds left.
That was a good idea by Brevard. It was just a rocket pass to Taylor. He couldn't come up with it, out of bounds, and that gives it to the Bears. Isaiah Mintz under the basket. Football throw down the court to Maddox, and it's off Maddox's fingers, but they're going to say Brevard touched it last.
Yeah,
Ball.
Conley came in, real athletic individual, came up from behind and knocked that out. Could have gone either way, but we'll take the ball underneath our basket.
Absolutely. 5.4 seconds to go. Pisgah with the ball. They're looking to inbounds. Gets it to Messer. And as soon as it come in to him, he's tied up. So Messer will go the line for two Messimer insurance free throws. So, we talked about the free throws, Kevin. If he makes them both, this game's over.
Yeah, it's their coach is talking about the time. That was 5.4 on there, and they're wanting to know how a full second came off the clock on immediate call. But, yeah, if you said earlier free throws matter. Down the stretch, we're 0 for 4 so far. So hopefully Nick can make this and put this, hit both of them, and it's ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, with 4.3, obviously Brevard, they'll get another shot off. It could be a three-pointer. So two free throws here would put the Bears up 4. Love to see both of these go down, but for sure need to get one of these in. So after discussion, we're going to leave it, looks like, at 4. Oh, they waved it to 4.7. Messer, first free throw. Bounces around, no good.
I'm always wondering how they come up with that. Instead of 1.1 coming off, 0.7 came off.
Yeah. Don't know. All right. Big free throw here. Messer. Two dribbles. Shoots. No good. But rebounded by Isaiah Mintz, and that is going to be your ball game. Big rebound by Isaiah Mintz. That is going to seal the win for the Bears. Bears win 48-46 and a nail-biter here at Smoky Mountain in the first round of the Mountain 8 Conference Playoffs. When we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to Smoky Mountain, where we just completed the first round action for our Pisgah Bears, and they come up with a 48-46 victory over Brevard, and it was a great game. It was
exciting for sure.
It was exciting, but I tell you, Coach Rodomer, if it's close game, and I tell you, he's great at pulling out those nail biters, and he did it again tonight with a 2-point win here in the opening round. So, Kevin, what you got?
So it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Isaiah Mintz. Isaiah had a great game. Had 10 points. Came up with that big rebound there at the end to secure the win. Could have gone a lot of different ways, but a lot of different individuals that we could have given that to. But Isaiah had a great game tonight.
He did. He was solid for the Bears. But then, of course, that final play when he managed to go up and got that rebound to basically seal it with 4.7 seconds left. He got it, and then they were coming to foul him, and he was able to dish that ball up to the top of the key, and that sealed the win for the Bears. I tell you, you hear it in the college basketball playoffs is survive and advance. And the Bears tonight, they survive and they advance to the next round of the conference tournament. That'll be on Tuesday. Kevin, kind of give us a recap of what we can look for next week.
So next Tuesday, our girls will play at 4 p.m., Mike, here at Smoky Mountain High. They will take on the winner of Tuscola-Smoky Mountain. It's about to happen here in a second. And our boys will advance to play at 8:30 next week, and they will take on East Henderson High School in that game at 8:30 Tuesday night. So we'll have both of those games live here for you folks.
Wow. So I'm going to throw it back to Tara in the studio for a few more words from our sponsors. We'll have our final thoughts when we come back. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at Smoky Mountain, where our boys get the win 48-46. It was close, but I tell you, our Bears pulled out a good win tonight, and they advanced to the second round of the playoffs on Tuesday, and we look forward to that. Hope you can make it out Tuesday night to the game. Should be an exciting one. Our boys and girls will both be playing Tuesday. Mark Stevenson will be back with Kevin, bringing you all the action Tuesday night. I will be listening, as many of you will. Can't wait to hear that game. Come out and support the Bears if you can, but if you can't, WPTL will have all the action. So, Kevin, any final thoughts?
Just a nice hard-fought win by our kids tonight. It's always hard to beat somebody three times in a year. We'd already beat this Brevard team twice coming tonight. They gave us everything we wanted, but all that matters is you get that win and you move on to the next round. So certainly proud of our kids for the fight they gave tonight and come out with this victory.
Absolutely. So our boys and girls move on to Tuesday night's action, and WPTL will be there. So For all of us at WPTL, Kevin Lowry, I'm Mike Lovis. Terrell Evans in the studio for us tonight. We appreciate you listening. Tune in Tuesday, semifinal round for the playoffs. Have a great evening, folks.